AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A lawyer for former White House counsel Don McGahn says he is defying a House Judiciary Committee subpoena to testify after President Trump called on him to ignore that subpoena following a Justice Department opinion that a close presidential advisor cannot be compelled to go before Congress. Committee Chairman New York Democrat Gerald Nadler has threatened to hold McGahn in contempt of Congress and perhaps issue fines for those who don't comply with the committee. A federal judge in Washington rejects the president's effort to stop a subpoena by another House committee demanding his financial records and those of the Trump Organization from an accounting firm that does work for them. AP's Mike Grossier with more.
U.S. District Judge Amit Mehta ruled Monday that President Donald Trump cannot block a congressional subpoena for financial records. Mehta said the House Oversight and Reform Committee has valid legislative purposes for its request. Mehta added it is not for Trump to question whether the committee's actions are truly motivated by political considerations. Leaving the White House Monday afternoon, Trump called the decision crazy and labeled Mehta an Obama-appointed judge. Mehta's ruling was laid out in a 41-page opinion. Mike Gracia, Washington.
In a speech tonight to supporters in Pennsylvania, Trump said there's no room for immigrants crossing the southern border.
We don't want people coming up here. Our country is full. We want Mexico to stop. We want all of them to stop.
A man faces a capital murder charge in Auburn, Alabama, after one police officer was killed. Two others were wounded while answering a domestic disturbance call last night.
We're saddened to say that Officer William Beekner was fatally injured in the line of duty as he responded to that call for service.
Police Chief Paul Register, Grady Wayne Wilkes could get the death penalty if he's convicted. This is AP Radio News. A transgender woman who's beating in front of a crowd in Dallas last month was captured on cell phone video, was found shot to death early Saturday morning.
Officers found the complainant lying face down in the street, deceased from homicidal violence.
Dallas Police Major Vincent Weddington says Malaysia Booker was 23. No suspect has yet been identified. Eiffel Tower had to be evacuated after it was closed today when a man climbed the Paris landmark and refused to come down for several hours. Members of a special firefighter climbing unit and police negotiators eventually persuaded him to surrender. He climbed to just below the third level, which is the highest level of the 1,063-foot tower, and stayed there. Motives remain unclear, and authorities did not give details about his identity. They also haven't said how the man managed to get past the tower's stringent security system. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.